Let Optimum be your MVP, carrying you the game with our fast 1 gig internet with 99.9% network reliability. Visit Optimum.com to learn more.
Solving life's mysteries one at a time.
Beep, 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 beep. Arnold Palmer alert. Arnold Palmer alert. Who wants some Arnie Palmies?
This is Tech Talk on Double T 97.3.
It is Tech Talk here on Double T 97.3 and DoubleT973.com. You can also take us anywhere with a mobile app brought to you by Happy State Bank. One more hour with us as we take you all the way up to Dallas Cowboys NFL draft coverage for the first round tonight. We are live from the First United Bank studio. You can reach us in a couple different ways. You can call us on the Visual Edge IT hotline. That number is 806-771-0973. Or you can hit us up on the Yates Flooring Center chat line. Clint Scott, Kyler Brown in our same seats. Now welcoming in Chuck Hines. Chuck, how's your Thursday?
It's good. It's okay.
It's okay?
It's not just great. I'm not just doing flip-flops.
Okay.
But, you know.
You went from good to it's okay.
I felt like I
took you down a notch within 30 seconds.
To thinking about how really good it's been. and then I was like, it's been okay. It's not been outstanding. I thought it was going to be a little bit more outstanding than it was going to be.
You went typical passing by type of, hey, how's your day mm-hmm. going? How are you today? Good. Yeah. To actually thinking about it.
Yeah.
That's dangerous.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got this on the Yates Flooring Center chat line. The Cowboys need to draft an offensive lineman. I don't care who it is. They'll draft him, and he'll start.
I think they are going to draft. Everything that you read on the prognosticators and the draft boards, do you really follow the mock drafts that much?
I used to a lot, and now I'll just kind of see them as they come across my feed, or mm-hmm. just, you know, I'll say this, I don't go hunting for them anymore.
Okay. If you were to go hunting for one mock draft, who would you mock? Who would you look for? I've got one.
Okay.
I'd go Mel Kiper.
I was going to say, that's usually the one I go to just because he's kind of Mr. NFL Draft. I know there's a few big ones, but it seems like he's really kind of monopolized that corner of mock drafts. And so
I tend to look at Mike Mayock.
I like Mayock. Yeah.
You know, he kind of lost some credibility with me with his whole Las Vegas, Los Angeles Raiders fiasco. I'm not a big Mike Mayock fan. First of all, he was with the Raiders, so I hate anybody associated with the Raiders. You know, And you know, Tyree Wilson, sorry about you, man. I just can't root for you. I hated it when DeAndre Washington went to the Raiders. I'm sorry, I just can't.
Tell me about it. It's like it makes.
I'm
you
not
sick
gonna
you,
do it.
It's like excited, hey, that you got drafted in the first round, but sick in your stomach that he's going to be chasing around Patrick Mahomes twice a year. And
well, so far it hasn't really worked out for him very well, has it?
Mm-hmm. No.
I checked, the Chiefs are the defending champions. They're gonna need another flagpole over there.
Oh, yeah. Hey, this is from Robert. Chuck is going to get his wish next December because Jerry is making the Cowboys as bad as possible. Mike doesn't stand a chance. Mike will be extremely well done, period.
I think he's right.
Yeah.
I think he's right. And you know, they're getting ready to add to the pile because they're going to sign Zeke Elliott.
Oh, yeah, I saw that earlier.
It's like,
today.
Why would you do that?
Yeah. Well, it's because you're not – no one is bringing him on as a number one option right now. Mm-hmm. And that's the problem. You've slow played your offseason and have lost all the true number one options. And although we always say, hey, you can find a running back at any point in the draft, that's true, but you mm-hmm. still have to hit on that pick. And there's no guarantee that you're going to hit on a running back drafted in the fourth round or drafted in the first round or drafted in the seventh round. And you've really – I think crippled yourself a little bit with who you haven't gone after, and now you're going back to Zeke Elliott. And I think he can be a fine piece on a team, but he's not a feature back anymore.
Well,
he's the reason.
He's the reason why you didn't go very far in the playoffs anyway, because you weren't able to sign people that you really needed because you gave mm-hmm. him all that money. Him and Dak Prescott. The Cowboys. Mm-hmm. Well, now Mel Kiper Jr. has changed. He now has the Cowboys selecting Jordan Morgan, offensive tackle from Arizona. Okay.
Yeah, that seems.
And there's the Packers are going to take an offensive tackle, according to him, from BYU right after that. And that Guyton guy from Oklahoma was who some had picked the Cowboys to select.
Cowboys have picks, of course, tonight. Second round pick, third round pick, fifth round pick, sixth round pick, and then 2 7th round picks. I mean, is there any way that you can think of, not that they can't have a good draft, but a draft that's really going to encourage you if you were a Cowboys fan heading into next season? Because I was just talking about this with Jeff, talking about this with Kyler.
No.
I just don't see that option.
I think they've drafted well over the last few years. I mean, they've drafted smart. I mean, they've not gone for the flash in the pan because, you know, it's funny. I heard Jamie and Choice talking yesterday, and Jamie said, hey, what do you think about the rumor that the Cowboys are going to trade everything that they can plus Dak Prescott to get the number one overall pick? And I'm like, oh, I hadn't heard that one. And he was just joshing him. But I was just like, man, that would be so typical of Jerry Jones, right, to do something like that. But I think ever since they tapped the brakes and didn't take Johnny Manziel, I think they've been pretty smart. Mm-hmm. I think they've kind of let football people help them make those decisions. And maybe Jerry's the final say, or you get his little, you know, JJ by, you know, initial, hey, Jerry, we need you to initial this right there. Who's that? Who's he do? What's he do? Then you tell him, give him a little bit of info, and then he's off and running to the races. The one thing I look forward to tonight, and I will tune into Double T 97.3 once we get to about, the 23rd pick, because I'll watch this because I want to evaluate the suits that these guys come out in, and I want to see kind of how do they handle Roger Goodell. I hope Goodell doesn't get booed tonight. I've always feel bad for him, but, you know, and I realize he makes a ton of money, and so he gets paid well to get booed, but it's just ridiculous. It's just a bunch of blue-collar yahoos that just, you know, are still angry over whatever it is they're angry at, and they just can't deal with it. But one thing I want Jerry to say is when whomever they draft, and you hear the ring of the phone, and then you hear this, hello? You want to be a Cowboy?
I like the chances of that.
Yeah, because like he's done that before. Yeah, it's like Jerry Jones. You want to be a Cowboy?
I do agree with you, like I think that they have the capability to do a good and smart draft, but I don't know if they can do enough to make up the ground they've lost this offseason.
No.
And it's just they've dug themselves into a hole. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they're letting football people do their draft. They need to have some of that with their contract situations because that's what's just
atrocious, right?
Murdered them. Trade Dak to New England and take Penix.
I got nothing against blue-collar workers. They're the ones that seem to be have the loudest voice at those kinds of things. They get a few beers in them, and they can't handle it.
Am I making up that Goodell has, like, some sort of back problem coming into this? So, like, maybe this was, like, a fake thing that I read, but I was reading a headline that said the big NFL players might not be able to pick him up and do, like, the real big hug that he started to do on stage because he's got back issues.
Oh, I didn't know.
So, I don't know. Non-important information. It's Tech Talk on Double T 97.3. The Juice next. It's Tech Talk here on Double T 97.3 and Double T973.com. Clint Scott, Chuck Hines, Kyler Brown behind the glass taking care of us. Thank you for joining us and making us a part of your Thursday afternoon. Hopefully your Thursday is going well. We will give way at 6 o'clock to NFL draft coverage for the Dallas Cowboys tonight at 6, round 1. Starting tonight, the Cowboys have the 24th pick. Or as I slipped up and said earlier, the 21st. It's pronounced 24th pick. You can hear that tonight on Double T 97.3. We started a little bit late because the Texas Rangers were in action earlier today. They fell in the rubber match to Seattle 4-3. Two two-run homers from the Mariners helped take that 4-3 win. The Texas Rangers will now move on to a series with the Reds. You can hear that tomorrow following Red Raider Baseball on Double T 97.3. That is a 7:10 first pitch as they will go this weekend. The Astros, they lost as well, falling to the Cubs 3-1.
They're done.
Boy, this has been a stumble.
They will not make the playoffs. Big bucket.
And they're, waiting still on some health, but I think they're going to dig themselves in too big of a hole. I'm with you.
The Astro guys were this is last Friday. The Astro guys were talking about the fact that they felt like they needed to, if the Astros could win 90 games, any team that could win 90 games in the AL West would be a playoff team. And so now for them to win 90 games, they have to win 83. Okay, and I don't have the quick math here, but still, I mean, they've played 26 games. Okay, yeah. So he's got what, 136 left.
Mm-hmm.
So they've got to go 83 and 53.
That was pretty good. That was good quick math there. You said you didn't have the quick math.
83 and 53.
You had it.
They have to be 30 games over 500 here on out.
And that's not counting in like stopping the current trend that they're on to even get into some winning ways.
Right.
Yeah. Speaking of Red Raider baseball, they will be in action tomorrow. Road series against Kansas. You can hear 5:30 on Double T 97.3. Texas Tech softball will be on the road as well, taking on Houston. That is their final road series. One more to go after that for Texas Tech softball before they end their series. 6 o'clock first pitch tomorrow. And then Texas Tech track and field will travel to Waco for the 2024 Big 12 Outdoor Championships. Next weekend, they have one more meet before that. That is the Corky Crowfoot Shootout this Friday and Saturday.
Corky. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Corky.
Yeah.
You kind of slurred that.
Did I? Oh.
I was just trying to help you.
Wouldn't be the first time. Oh, okay. I probably did. Sometimes I do it and don't realize I've done it.
Corky is what I think.
Corky. Corky.
I mean, far be it for me to correct anybody. I make plenty of mistakes myself.
Texas Tech will recognize its seniors on Friday night at the Corky Crowfoot Shootout.
Okay.
6:30 p.m. on the track Friday night. A little bit of basketball news as Lamar Washington has committed following Dave Smart to Pacific.
Okay, that's probably a good spot for him.
Yeah, that's when I saw that, and you know, figured with Lamar Washington, he's one that is leaving for playing time.
Yeah, I mean, he's not going to another Power 5 school. I mean, he's just, that's just not what he can do.
Yeah, I, you know, wish him well. Wish Dave Smart well. That'll be something.
Losing him, but I mean, it's not a surprise that he's going to go be a head coach because he's done that. But that's a little disappointing.
Yeah. So there you go. They will be instantly reunited over there. Hit us up on the Yates Flooring Center chat line. Thoughts, comments, questions, all of that welcome there.
Did you know that that today is April the 25th?
I did.
You know what? You know that it's the perfect date. Did you know that?
Yes, because it's not too hot, not too cold.
Yeah, just perfect.
Are you a big fan of that movie?
Both my daughters competed at Miss Texas.
Mm-hmm. Which I didn't know that until today. And
who did somebody say that?
Well, Jeff was telling me about that.
Yeah.
What was that life like?
Oh man, it was wild. I mean, we did the Miss America side because that's the side that required a talent and then the interview, and it's not just looking good in a bikini. Mm-hmm. It's more than that. And so my oldest daughter was second runner up to Miss Texas 2 years in a row. I mean, we were
that's really impressive.
You know, we were right there going to Miss America with her. And then the other one, she competed several times at Miss Texas. And so, I mean, one was like Miss Lubbock, Miss HB, Miss something else. The other one was Miss Burleson, Miss whatever it is in wherever Sam Houston State is. Whatever town that is. So, I mean, there were a number of years. I mean, that we went to Miss Texas like
Huntsville.
Miss Huntsville, yeah, she was Miss Huntsville. So we did that like 6 years, six times.
What were the talents? Were they the same every time?
One was a tapper.
Okay.
The youngest was a tapper, and the oldest was a lyrical dancer. So I got to, I mean, I could evaluate the dance and the feet, and I knew when things were going well and not. And then there was always like the typical pageant mom, okay,
uh-huh, sure.
And then there were some pageant dads, okay, and so then you kind of learn to root for, if you're rooting for somebody else's kid or not, silently, you kind of go, well, that guy was really kind of a Richard to me at the bar last night, so I'm not really rooting for his kid.
Because I assume that there's circles formed in this sort of thing where, like, different
clicks.
Parents. Yeah, cliques. Yeah, exactly.
There's some of that.
Yeah, like, there's the winner's parents over there.
Right.
Those guys are losers.
Yeah, these have
those
some
guys
of that.
Are a little nerdy.
Well, there's only one ultimate winner.
True. But, okay, there's the elite group.
There's the
odds on favorites, if you will.
There's the big table that you want to sit at. And we never at Miss Texas, we never got to sit at that table. We were close. Painfully close. I was going to tell you something that was really I learned that. I'll tell you one funny story. This hotel that we were staying in Fort Worth. So they're off doing something, okay? And I'm by myself, okay? And this, I'm not on any pay channel, okay? But all of a sudden, things that were on a pay channel started popping up on my TV, and I was just like, "Oh my God, what do we got going on here?" Because this hotel is littered with daughters and moms, okay? Uh-huh. I called down to the front desk. I said, "You got a problem, man? Not that I'm going to complain heavily, but."
So, I'm not complaining. I'm just making it be known. Letting someone be aware.
Somebody else might be offended. I'm just reporting this in case somebody walks in on me, right? It's wild. It's just unbelievable.
I'm not offended. Someone else might be offended.
You don't want a bunch of TV trucks showing up here because this random hotel is so all of a sudden showing porn flicks during a pageant, you know?
What did they say? Was there a...
thank you, sir.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah, we'll look into it. I'm like, okay, I'm just telling you, man, it's a problem.
I've done my job. I've walked you up to water. Right. If you want a drink, that is up to you. That's really funny.
That's funny, but anyway, so we had a good time doing it. It was kind of our sports. It became a sport.
Sure. Yeah. Did you like keep up with do you take in tap dancing still, or was that like once that,
that
was still, over?
Once, once that one like once. I mean, it's kind of like anything else. It's like if your kid's involved, you're interested. You're really not interested in anybody else's kid unless that kid's competing against your kid.
But now I'm assuming you have like all of these tap dancing tips and tricks and. Probably don't get to share them very much.
Right.
Kyler, can we get you into tap dancing? Do you want to be our pageant kid?
Or even
not a chance.
Or even
not a
chance. Or even lyrical. Lyrical dancing.
Now, what is lyrical dancing?
That's like dancing to a song like America or Raining Men or there's
oh, like interpretive dance? Yes, is that the same thing?
Yeah, I mean, okay. but there's...
Not that I'm an expert in that either.
There's like 10,000 moves in it, and you got to be pretty athletic and got to be able to jump and put your toes above your head and stuff like that and have your arms straight out. And
I'm impressed be able by to do anybody that can just dance on rhythm, so you add in the athletic side. I'm like the ballerina stuff. Oh, this is a little different, but like the toes.
There was always somebody. There was always somebody singing Phantom of the Opera, and there was always somebody singing orange blossom rose
Tech
or something.
Tech Talk on Double T97.3.
Crazy.
Solving life's mysteries one at a time.
Believe it. It's happening right in front of you, in you. It's part of life too. Believe it. We see it happen every day. Awesome. Horrible. Incredible.
This is Tech Talk on Double T97.3.
It is Tech Talk here on Double T97.3 and DoubleT97.3.com. Thanks for joining us. Clint Scott, Chuck Hines, Kyler Brown behind the glass, 30 minutes away from Dallas Cowboys coverage of the first round of the NFL draft. You also have Friendship Baseball tonight at 6 o'clock on Sunny 97.7. They're taking San Angelo Central. It is the final regular season series for them.
They're doing good, right? Yeah,
11-1 in district play.
Okay, great.
Two-game lead coming into the weekend in the district standing, so just take care of business, and they'll be...
A little TCB today?
How about three-peat on the district champ?
Okay, then let's make a little run here, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Go ahead and take care of business today. And
I went over to a business kind of function luncheon at Friendship the other day and had conversation with several there, including the superintendent, encouraging competitive fire and spirit between the two high schools.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm kind of tired of the kumbaya stuff, right? Yeah. I want to make sure that we have like competitiveness, okay? Like sending letters to the respective parents of these students going, hey, no shenanigans here because we've got true rivalry. We're trying to determine, does Panther beat Tiger in the jungle? I think Panther is more ferocious.
Tiger probably has more size on it, right? If you went a real Tiger-Panther fight, probably Tiger a little bit bigger, but maybe Panther more agile.
I think Panther would be more, would fight to the death. Tiger would give up long before that.
I might take the Tiger on that.
Okay.
I think a bigger – I don't know why this is what I'm basing my cat – we're TikTok. Anyway, they illegal, were like, illegal large predator fighting here.
They were like –
I think a tiger has a bigger head.
All of them were like, hey, can we get the school open first? I'm like, sure.
And you were like sending letters like, hey, I heard so-and-so say this about you. He said Panthers are dumb.
I want there to be a rivalry here between –
We want opening day of school, bells ringing.
It's like Cooper
ding,
and
– ding, ding.
Like Liberty Cooper and Lubbock Cooper. I want there mm-hmm. to be – spirited rivalry there too. Like, well, and like, I want there to be some hatred.
You know, there's going to be as soon as you're, especially when you're on the same level and you are playing each other in sports.
What if
that's going to happen?
What like, if like Liberty is like 3A and they decide to play a non-conference game against Lubbock Cooper and they beat them?
Well, and I'm just looking like, you know, for each of the schools that are open, you know, of course mm-hmm. Liberty already open, but with the new school for Friendship being open, like when you're 4 years down the line,
yeah.
and things are probably evened out a little bit, like there's going to be some pride there if we really want to beat them.
Yeah, I'm kind of impatient.
And, yeah. Well, me too. Me too. This on the 8-Point Center chat line. Chuck, great to hear you in the afternoon.
Is everybody so complimentary when I come on this show for...
You know, like, I told you, people have been up for longer now.
Right,
and right now, they're probably in the best
in
part of
taste.
The day.
Right, yeah.
They're getting off work. You know, they're not headed to work. So that's what my theory is. Chuck not overselling his day, always shooting straight.
Yeah, that's true. I try to shoot straight.
Caleb Williams,
mm-hmm.
be shocked if anything happens where he's not taken by the Bears. If I run through your top 10 picks, and the Bears obviously have another pick in here.
Mm-hmm.
Bears first, Commanders second, Patriots third, Cardinals fourth, Chargers fifth, Giants sixth, Titans seventh, Falcons eighth. There's the Bears again at ninth. And then rounding out the top 10 is the Jets. Is there a pick in the top 10 you're really excited to see where they go with tonight?
No. I mean, I was looking at this yesterday, and I was just so disappointed at how few Big 12 players there are in the projected first round.
And, mm-hmm.
and really, all the ones that are projected are going to schools currently that are leaving Oklahoma
right.
and Texas.
Right.
What I want is some drama tonight. I think, you know, I saw one deal last night or yesterday that said there could be up to 10 trades in the first round.
I would love that.
I mean, that's really what I want. I mean, and Reckham Ralph says this. He says, "Book it, Chuck, that the Cowboys are going to move up to the third spot, take a quarterback." Man, I'd love that.
Yeah,
I just don't know. I just don't know if the number three quarterback, let's just say it's Derek May, is he a difference maker? But I mean, there were people that
this class feels so odd, right? Between May, between McCarthy, who do you even Penix,
like, Jaden Daniels, whose mom was involved with the whole, you know, Reggie Bush stuff. No, the stuff at Arizona State with Herm Edwards.
Oh, that's right.
Because now
Jaden Daniels played college football forever. By the way,
yeah.
That
so
is
I mean,
so crazy.
I mean, Herm Edwards gets a 5-year show cause, and ESPN basically does nothing about it. And Jaden Daniels' mom, okay, she gets like has to disassociate herself from the NCAA, and then Reggie Bush gets his Heisman Trophy back. Unrelated to all that, but I thought that was a crock.
Also, Reggie Bush still suing the NCAA.
He still is.
For the defamation case.
Because he needs some character. Money.
Yeah.
Well, I guarantee you, he needs some money. He has spent all his money.
I have, my theory is, because he's already, you know, on the Fox stuff. He's on, associated with it, with like the Wendy's commercials.
Mm-hmm.
I think now when you add in like being able to go back into the Heisman house, this is about to be the year of seeing Reggie Bush's face everywhere.
Were you okay with him giving him his Heisman back?
I honestly was Gus and I talked about this. We were both pretty lame because we were fine either way.
I'm outraged.
Yeah.
I really am. Mm-hmm. I mean, Jamie and I were outraged. I, you know, he cheated. USC gained advantage. Because here's what's going to happen. USC is going to get their national championship back. Okay? You watch. They're going to get that national championship back. Pete Carroll's going to get his victories back. Then what's going to happen and should happen is Michigan should say, woo-hoo, over here. Hey, we got these Final Four banners that we have in the vault over here. We'd like to put those back up. And then Louisville's going to go, oh, hey, excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
We have a banner, too, that we'd like to hang again. We'd like our trophy back. Mm.
So you're saying this is going to start
a Pandora's box.
A thing of dominoes and just one after the other. Anyone who's ever felt like they've been wrong.
I feel like that. Mm-hmm. I feel like that going 10 over in the city of Lubbock in some areas, that now you can go 10 over and that I should get my 192.10 back.
That's a good reference. Again, I have gotten the, like, the anger side of that.
He cheated. They cheated.
And I get that it was illegal at that time, but I'm also not, like, way in support either of, well, you know, he was obviously the Heisman that year. Look at his play, which, yeah, I don't know. That's one of those things where, for whatever reason, I haven't fallen on either side. It's almost, I don't really care about it. And part of that is because it just happened so long ago. Now, I will say this. If what happens, what you're saying, and all of a sudden all of the baby bird mouths are popping up and wanting a little bit of everything, I will trace back and I will hold the right to change my judgment be angry about it.
It's a further deterioration of following the rules in America and not being penalized. There are no consequences. I'd be like, I could throw this baseball through a TV and there'd be no consequences. On high, I should say, oh, okay, hey, no problem. I'll get another one.
Do I need to take the baseball away?
Not yet.
Okay. It's Tech Talk on Double T 97.3. It is Ask Tech Talk, brought to you by Visual Edge IT. You've got us on Double T 97.3. Thank you for joining us. One more with us. Dallas Cowboys draft coverage coming up next here at 6 o'clock. Also over on Sunny 97.7, it's Friendship Baseball at 6 as they start a series with San Angelo Central. Clint Scott, Chuck Hines, Kyler Brown behind the glass. This from Mark. Chuck, never knew that about your daughters. Very impressive.
Yeah, I mean, I just kind of coached, but it was, I mean, it was cool. It was a lot of fun. It was our baseball. It was our softball. It was our volleyball. We kind of made it a sport, and we enjoyed it and had fun.
Yeah. Do you keep up with any of the, like, parents and stuff that you we're kind of done with that?
Yeah, so there's kind of a
we'll
one
just go our different
I
ways.
I did learn this though. It's probably somewhat inappropriate to say, but I think the lucky lady is at an event for the young phenom that I'm going to join her at. I just learned that the apple didn't fall far from the tree, and that sometimes that the other parents there at the pageants were enjoyable to be around. I'll just put it that way.
Okay.
Okay. It's like, oh, I can see why she looks the way she does.
Okay. Gotcha.
I mean,
you were definitely so and so's daughter.
Okay. Yes, like you're. That? Oh, I can see the resemblance. Yes.
Yeah.
It's a pleasure to meet you.
You said she's at an event, right? Like, not listening?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I think I'm okay. But somebody will tell her, like, did you know what your husband said? Well, did he say the apple doesn't fall very far from the tree when it comes to the pageant girls? Yes. Oh, yeah. It's like I've never heard that before.
If you ever miss any of our shows, you can find it on Double T97.3 Instant Replay. Everything we say
instant
can be
replayed.
So check that out on Double T97.3.
I don't think she's ever done that. Although I don't know.
Yeah. I always laugh because, I jokingly ask my wife, like, hey, did you hear the show today at all? Just because I know it's going to be a no. She's like, no, I was listening to music and, I'm really just been – first time I heard her say, I'm really getting into podcasts. I was like, you know, it's funny you say that. We actually have podcasts.
And what did she say about that?
She said, I will not be listening to that.
My wife just says when I say something, hey, did you happen to listen? What did you say? What did you do? Nothing. I just wanted to know.
There's nothing special. I just wanted to know.
Yeah. I mean, there's plenty of people because she's, does some work over at Lubbock Cooper, and there's plenty of people over there that got spies all over the place.
Oh.
As your husband said this morning? Well, what did he say?
So what you're saying is it doesn't matter. It'll find its way to her.
It'll find its way to her. Mm-hmm.
The Panther represents courage, valor, and power. Go okay. Memorial Panthers.
Okay. See, there we go. It's already started, and that's what I love. I'm just like I do like to stir the pot. I do like to light the match, and then I do like to walk away and then just kind of watch it all blow up. That is that is fun.
Starting fights from the middle while being a part of it. Yeah, I can get behind that.
Starting fights from the middle.
Reckham Ralph said, I can't stand that they gave him his Heisman back. Such BS. He still cheated, and even today it would be illegal. He stole money from that company.
Yeah.
And you're right, Chuck. It opens a big box of Pandora. Now everyone is going to want their crap back. I'm about to be completely done with college sports.
No, don't give up, Rick'em Ralph. Don't give up.
This on the chat line from Sooner in Lubbock, there was no doubt as to who was the best player in college football
sure,
that season.
Sure, right. Okay, yes. Yeah. Right, but he cheated. He had an advantage. His team had an advantage. If he had not gone to USC because they didn't give him enough money and had gone somewhere else to his true love, okay,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Do you think anyone's asked him that before in a press conference? Like, hey, if you weren't being paid to go there, what school would you have committed to? Like, what really caught your eye? This from Papa Fop.
Okay.
Great name. Jets, I'm still a Rodgers fan, so I'd like to see what ends up happening. They still need a quarterback, so as a possibility, they draft one. Otherwise, do they support Rodgers with the pick? They also just got rid of Zach Wilson, who's in the same division as Patrick Mahomes.
Good luck to him.
Good luck to the Broncos. That is...
Jamie would not let me.
That, but.
Jamie would not let me on our lucky local winning word the other day. He would not let me do this because the lucky local winning word the other day was Broncos, and I said probably we'll get voted down on this, and of course McGuire immediately hit the buzzer. I said, but if you spell Broncos D O N K E Y S, probably would that pass, Jamie? Would you let that through? No.
Yeah, I'm assuming he was doing the buzzer sound in his head.
Oh, yeah. It's constant. The Ixnay was immediately put on that.
Yeah. Which team in the division do you hate the most?
Raiders.
Is it the Raiders?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Followed quickly by the Donkeys.
Yeah.
I don't really have a problem with the Chargers because they've really kind of been – they haven't really been a problem over the decades for the Chiefs.
It was, for me, it was the Chargers for a little bit, but as I was growing into my Chiefs fandom, it was Phillip Rivers there, and I just couldn't stand him, mm-hmm. but I am back on the Raiders. I'm in the same order that you're in, back on the Raiders, Broncos, and Chargers. But
you know what I did the other day? I bought, this was on eBay, and I lurk on there every once in a while. I'm sure that I could go to YouTube and find it, but I wanted to have it on CD. I bought the audio of the 1970 AFL Championship game. With Kurt Gowdy and Kyle Rote Sr. Chiefs won that day 17-7.
That's pretty cool. Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty cool. Yeah. It's just the TV audio.
Sure.
I thought that I would enjoy that.
Yeah. Other places in the NFL draft, when you look at the back half, obviously we're both interested in what the Chiefs do.
I'm interested in who goes first for the Red Raiders. It's going to be Dadrian Taylor Demerson, but it's not going to be until tomorrow.
Yeah, I agree. But when you look at the 49ers, they're ones that have apparently been shopping around both receivers, with Samuel and Ayuk. I'm very curious to see what they do. And then our beloved Jamie's Bills. What are they going to do this year?
Find another way to lose to the Chiefs.
I also like 5 o'clock, Chuck. Well, this is, you're the same Chuck all day, but no. You're not wrong. I mean,
you can't hold a lead with 13 seconds to go, man. What are you doing?
Yeah,
13 seconds. 13 seconds. Boom! Chiefs go down, kick a field goal. Coin flip, heads, yes, and then boom, touchdown.
Well,
drive Chuck, home safely, everybody.
Chuck, I think we've done our damage today. So fun as always.
Sneed's going to be with me in the morning.
That's right.
How quickly can I get him to do a rant in the morning?
I mean, if you really put your mind to it, I think at about 6:05, tune in on Double T 97.3.
I'm going to be nice tomorrow.
For how long? At least until 8 o'clock?
Yeah, for a period of time. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, he does tend to get ruffled a little quickly.
My over-under is nice for 30 minutes.
We'll enjoy tomorrow morning. Okay, it'll be fun.
Morning drive will be tomorrow, 6 a.m. Cowboys draft coverage coming up next.